This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, April 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom elevates DPR staffer. Trade uncertainty at 100 days. And USDA raises inflation forecast. Newsom picks comms director for DPR leadership. The second in command at the Department of Pesticide Regulation comes from public relations. Governor Gavin Newsom selected Leah Bailey, DPR's communication director, to serve as the department's new chief deputy director for the remainder of the governor's term. In February, Newsom appointed the previous deputy director, Karen Morrison, to lead DPR. Unlike Bailey, Morrison is a scientist and had worked at Cal EPA for more than a decade. The previous deputy director, Jesse Kerbeas, had risen through the ranks at DPR as well as worked as an assembly staffer before and after his time at DPR. He's now a lobbyist for a firm from California Strategies. California to reopen North Yuba River to native fish. California announced construction of a new water channel to expand fish access along the lower and north Yuba rivers. The Yuba River Resilience Initiative is a partnership between the Department of Fish and Wildlife, Yuba Water Agency, and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Fisheries. The project will also preserve water diversion around the Daguerre Point Dam to maintain agricultural water deliveries. The dam historically limited fish passage, but the initiative aims to reintroduce spring-run Chinook salmon to their original habitat. NOAA Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for Oceans and Atmosphere, Eric Noble, says the initiative, quote, guarantees California farmers the water they need without additional federal funding. NOAA also claims the action responds to President Donald Trump's putting people over fish order. The governor's office estimates fishway construction will begin in early 2026. Chowchilla Subbasin may escape SGMA probation. State Water Board staff recommending the Chowchilla Subbasin return to the Department of Water Resources Authority. Staff reason the subbasin's revised groundwater sustainability plan adequately meets their concerns under the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. The assessment found positive changes to the GSP's domestic well mitigation program, clearer groundwater level goal setting, and plans to eliminate further subsidence. Board members will take up the recommendation June 3rd. Trump marks his 100 days amid pledges of trade progress. President Donald Trump celebrating his 100 days in office this week, even as Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says we should start seeing some progress on trade deals. I'm not in the room. I'm not negotiating the trade deals, but my understanding is we should have several this week that are coming forward that are very, very close, Rollins said on yesterday's CNN State of the Union. She added, China is a very important one. Every day we are in conversation with China, along with those other 99, 100 countries that have come to the table. On farmers, she said, no one supports President Trump more than our farmers and ranchers in our rural communities, despite the fact that soybean farmers, some of our row croppers, some of our pork, etc., they certainly are more in the crosshairs than a lot of our other agriculture industry. But for the most part, from every farmer I've talked to, they say we understand this and we're with you. By the way, Rollins is in Ohio today to visit an egg farm and highlight precision agriculture. She'll be joined by Governor Mike DeWine. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA boosts food inflation forecast. Ag Secretary Rollins will almost certainly highlight the drop in wholesale egg prices while she's in Ohio today. But USDA economists have sharply raised their forecasts for the increased cost of eating at home this year to 3.2%. The estimate has been at 2.7%. Keep in mind the average annual inflation rate for grocery prices over the past 20 years has been 2.6%. The new estimate reflects in part higher price estimates for beef and pork. Beef prices expected to rise 6.3% this year due to tight supplies and continued consumer demand. The March estimate was 5.2%. USDA had expected pork prices to decline 1.5% this year, but now they predict they'll rise 1.8%. USDA expects egg prices to average nearly 55% higher this year over 2024, although the department has slightly lowered its forecast since March. Here's today's final word. I think the first and most important thing that is really relevant to today is this president has never, ever governed by poll. And I just saw those same numbers, too, so I haven't had a chance to dig in. But the second thing is that there are hundreds of different polls that say 100 different things. That Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins on CNN yesterday responding to a question about a poll showing that 64% of Americans disapprove of President Donald Trump's use of tariffs. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, April 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.